whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. Today, we are very pleased to welcome into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, South County Hospital's STAR program. We're going to explain all of that in just a few minutes. With us today is Sherry Zeno. Welcome, Sherry.
Welcome.
Nice to have you with us. And Leah Arsenault. Welcome, Leah.
Thanks for inviting us.
Nice to have you with us today. We're going to find out a little bit about the two of you specifically, and then the hospital, and then get to the meat of the subject, which is the STAR program. But Sherry, just tell us that I know your title is coordinator of the STAR program, and I presume that means you don't find actors and make them stars.
No. I oversee the STAR program at the hospital, and the STAR program is survivorship training and rehab of the cancer patient.
So it's an acronym.
Correct.
All right, I got that now. All right, see, so it's survivorship training
and rehab.
And rehab, okay.
Of the cancer patient.
Mm-hmm.
Program was started in 2010 by a physician by the name of Dr. Julie Silver, who was a cancer survivor herself, who realized when she finished cancer that there was nothing left for her. She was like, she was finished her treatment and she was just let go.
Mm-hmm.
And realize that the patients need more. We have rehab for the joint replacement. We have rehab for the stroke patient, but there was nothing for the cancer patient. So she developed this program.
And are you a longtime employee of the hospital, or are you just in for this program?
I've been at the hospital for 26 years.
26 years. Wow. So most people go to college to get into the hospital, but you went right from grammar school right into it, right?
Right. Sounds that's like, about right, yeah.
Right. Okay. So that worked out well for you, I guess. The hospital, South County Hospital, is located exactly where?
100 Kenyon Avenue.
In what town?
Wakefield.
Wakefield. So if we have people that are listening saying, South, is that over near? Well, now you know. Kenyon Avenue in Wakefield. And Leah, your role is oncology nurse navigator. I've never met a navigator before.
Well, it's a new role for even South County Hospital. I've been an oncology nurse for about 14 years. And this role is, I get the privilege of following new patients that are newly diagnosed with cancer all the way from the beginning to the very end and through the STAR program.
So the STAR program is all about just helping people maintain or continue after their treatment specifically, right?
Correct.
And it's for all ages or?
Our program at the hospital is for the young adults through the elderly.
So basically high school age and up?
Correct.
And it's male and female?
Yes.
Male and female, so that there are, is it pretty much a 50-50 ratio, or is it mostly female, or what's the track, just roughly? Is it, you think there's more females involved, or is it pretty much half and half?
Probably half and half.
Yeah, okay. All right, because sometimes I think about it, and, you know, it just, for example, right behind us here in the studio, we've had for a couple of years, we've had the South County Hospital Breast Cancer Awareness Calendar,
yep.
And so that's, that comes to my mind right away. And do you deal with that also, Leah? Is that part of it?
Well, actually, we at South County Hospital have the breast health program. So they have their own navigator that follows the breast patients. And then I'm the generalist. I follow all the other cancers.
All the others. Okay. And you mentioned you've been around the hospital for 14 years. Did you specifically go to nursing from school? Schooling to get into this kind of thing?
Actually, I'm an old ER nurse, and sometimes I like to think that I'm still the ER nurse. But no, I kind of fell into this because I knew the oncologist and started working in his office giving chemotherapy. And he kind of groomed me. And of course, South County Hospital has a great oncology program. So here I stay.
All right. And what does it take? Does someone apply for this program, or is this something that's just a natural step that happens after they're a patient?
Patients can be referred by their physician, or they can self-refer. They can, you know, might have read about us on the webpage or heard about us from a friend, And they can call us at South County Hospital at 782-8000, extension 3890. And we'll be glad to start that process for them.
So they don't necessarily have to have been a patient of South County Hospital?
No, not at all.
Not at all. So this could happen in lots of ways. Could be from another hospital locally, or it could be someone moving into the area.
Correct. And that happens frequently. A patient will know that we have a STAR program, maybe had their treatment in a different state, and they'll come to us. And that's fine.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Now, Sherry, I know that on some of my programs here at WCRI, we've normally cover music and things like that. And I had the privilege of meeting Barry Lieberman. And I know that he was involved in a fundraiser for your organization.
Yes, we recently had the Wakefield concert on a Sunday, and we had a great turnout. We had a lot of raffle prizes. We raised $39,000 for our STAR program.
Wow.
Which is unbelievable, because last year we raised $16,000.
Wow, what a jump from $16,000 to $39,000.
Yes.
And all that money goes to Barry Lieberman, right?
No. It goes to our STAR program. It pays for some of our supplies, and just towards things that we need for our program.
Okay. And the program itself, if Leah, if you had to describe it to someone, how might you go about saying, you know, this is what it's all about?
So one of the parts of my job is to kind of evaluate a patient's needs when they first, I first see them. So if there's some psychosocial issues, I know that we have social workers and psychosocial counseling. If there's nutrition needs, we have a nutritionist. If there's physical therapy needs, we can refer them to the physical therapy. These are all opportunities that the STAR program now provides for us.
So you're actually navigating, telling them where to go for what particular end of the services they need.
Absolutely. My job is to really make it as smooth as we can for a patient. So, you know, you're already overwhelmed. You've been told you have cancer. We're just starting the ball rolling. So what we want to do is to optimize your health and your wellness from the very get-go.
Now, when you say someone's already been told they have cancer and they've been treated, and now it's the recovery process, hopefully, or what amount of the cases you have are definitely life-threatening? All of them, or some of them, or is that a tough question?
Well, that's a tough question. I mean, we try to cure. You're never going to cure a stage 4 or a metastatic cancer diagnosis, but certainly whether you're cured or in the middle of treatment, you certainly can use all our support that we have and have to offer.
And that's what the STAR program does, supports and guides.
Yes.
Okay. We try to make it as comfortable for the patient as possible.
Right. All right. And so we already established that they can be of any age, and male or female. So And they don't have to have had treatment at South County Hospital. They can get their treatment coming from anywhere and get into this program. Now, we talked a moment ago about the fundraiser and that $39,000, which is a wonderful thing. And I know that that's a big event, and that money goes to help provide more programs and the funding and so forth and so on. But the program itself is covered by medical plans, right?
Yes.
And I think we kind of touched on that. I just wanted to clarify that if you have a medical program, it normally will take care of all of those things. All right. I noticed Leah came very prepared with a PowerPoint program that she's kind of spread out in front of her. Too bad this isn't television. You could see all these papers. Leah, where do you want to take us next and tell us about some of the things that STAR program does?
Well, you laugh, but this was actually from a PowerPoint, because I did a lecture on being an oncology nurse navigator, and not a lot of people went to that lecture, so now I have an opportunity to be on the radio and tell them what
now
I do.
Now there's over 5 million people listening to you.
I'm a star. So my role is really, what I want to do is to help people through the timeliness of their care, to make sure that they're seeing the doctors quick enough, that we're starting treatment early on, that we're meeting their needs early on. I'm also a big psychosocial support. So whether you're going through chemotherapy or radiation, if you have side effects or concerns, you're at home, you're never alone. I'm only a phone call away. And, you know, family members will sometimes use me as their support because they're overwhelmed by. So I'm always the educator and the advocator, and I'm there for the patient all the time.
I would think that would be an important part of it, the family members being able to get questions answered. I know I would be befuddled if something like that was happening.
And a lot
in
of times
family.
That caregiver is the person who takes on all the burden of the decision making, just trying to make it easier for mm-hmm. their family member.
Excellent. All right. Sounds like a wonderful thing to do. What is the role of the doctors, Sherry? In other words, do the doctors work with you directly if they have a patient, or does someone from the hospital come, or goes to you, Leah, right?
Sure. The doctors are also the other people that really are assessing a patient. If they identify a need, they can either pull me in to help, mm-hmm. or we're automatically using the STAR. I think everyone is starting to get real familiar about all the services that the STAR program has to offer.
Okay. And Sherry, as a coordinator, do you have a staff of people? Or?
We do. Currently now we have 28 STAR-certified clinicians, and that is behavioral health, speech therapy, occupational therapy, PT, RNs, nurse practitioners, pharmacy. So we have a wide range of staff.
And is most of that staff physically at the hospital or nearby?
They're nearby. They're part of our team.
Part of the team. And for those that aren't familiar with South County Hospital, when you say part of the team, I know if some people are, for example, I live in Providence and I'm familiar with Rhode Island Hospital, and it's a pretty large campus of buildings and so forth. Is South County Hospital that same kind of situation where it has different buildings for different things, or pretty much self-contained?
It's self-contained, but we have, like I said, some STAR clinicians, and they're situated throughout the community.
All right, excellent. Well, we're going to find out more about the STAR program in just a few moments, but we're going to take a short break and bring you some messages, and then we'll be back with the South County Hospital STAR program and Leah and Sherry. We are back on Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and have the privilege of sitting with two people representing South County Hospital STAR program. We have Sherry Zeno is here with us, and Leah Arsenault. And I didn't ask, did I say both of those names correctly?
Yes, you did.
Okay, that's a good thing, because sometimes I mess them up. Leah, you are the oncology nurse navigator. And one of the things that we want to make sure we talk about is the web page and so forth is available. And who wants to go there? Zena, Sherry, you want to talk about that?
Sure. We have a...
See, I was going to call you Zena. I
know.
Like
that's
that.
Okay. That's all right.
I like that name. Zena, it sounds very...
And I answer to it.
Exotic, too.
So we have a STAR cancer survivorship web page, and it lists all the services that we have in our STAR program. Also, you can go to our video library on our web page, and it will... We have a video of a survivor that went through our exercise program to build up his strength. And he talks about his experience of cancer and what the STAR program did for him.
And that's all at South Count. It's schospital.com is the main website. schospital.com. And then from there, you'll see the STAR program and then that video that you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, and that was aired by Barbara Moore Silva.
Okay, from Channel 10, a lot
correct.
Of you know that name, and this is talking about a survivor, and am I correct about Barbara's background? Is she not a survivor, too? Or I'm not sure. You're not helping me there. Okay.
Don't know.
All right. Somewhere in the back of my mind, I thought I knew about that, but maybe not. Maybe it's just that she's involved with lots of programs like this, and that's a good thing. The Caregivers Support Group. What is the Caregivers Support Group?
So that would be me. What we found is we had a number of support groups for breast cancer patients. We had a men's group, we have a woman's group, and a general group for the cancer patients. But we were finding that their caregivers were under a lot of stress and had a lot of needs as well. So we have started a caregiver's brunch. It's the third Friday of every month. It's from 10:30 to 12. And if you are a caregiver of a cancer patient, you are invited, and it's open to anybody in the community, not just people that are being treated right now at the hospital.
That sounds like a wonderful thing. I know that I just went through a personal experience with my mother-in-law who had a planned foot operation. Sound pretty simple. She was going to be off her feet for a few weeks. And so that was all planned very carefully. And, of course, she had the operation and didn't wait long enough for her recovery time and decided that she was going to walk on her own when she was told not to. Slipped, fell, fractured a hip. And all of a sudden, the recovery time and the operation was much more involved. And so now we find ourselves in the position of being a caretaker where someone can't do anything. So I can sympathize, not to the same degree, because this certainly was not life-threatening, but the constant attention and the details that the average person like me never experienced and never thought about. Simple things. Getting to the bathroom to brush your teeth can be a problem in a situation like
Very
that.
True.
So all of that is part of, I'm sure, your caregiver's program and helps people talk through that and be aware of it and gives them guidance, right?
It certainly does. And it's also such a support to hear that other people are going through the same thing as you, the same stressors. And what do they do? How are they coping? A lot of times they're just supporting each other, sharing how they deal with different situations. So it really is very enlightening.
And it's a good thing to know when you say it's important to know that other people are going through what you're going through, because that usually means, well, someone went through it before me. I'm not the only person in the world that's got to be faced with this.
You're not alone.
Not alone. And I'm sure there are lots of people. I was looking on the website, and I know earlier you mentioned some of the staff and the different departments, and you have physicians and nurses and physical therapists and occupational therapists and exercise people and pharmacists and speech and language and mental health and massage therapy. There's a whole list of things that need to be coordinated with all of this, right?
Yes.
And that's all part of, I would imagine, being the coordinator. You get to talk to all these people, right?
I do. And make sure they've gone through their courses. They've kept up with their CEUs in the program. That's a big part of it. We have a lot of education for the STAR clinicians.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's lots of different angles to this, because as one subject always leads to another, we find out when we get in these conversations. And the caregiver support group recently, I guess, the program in general, had a Survivor Day, your first Survivor Day just back a week or so ago, very successful. And
National Survivorship Day is June 1st, and we ran it on May 29th, 5:30 in the evening. Till about 7:30 in the evening. It was very successful, and we would just like to honor our survivors there. We had Dr. Colvin, he's an oncologist, speak, and we had a couple survivors speak as well.
And talking about survivors, I know that off-air during the commercial break, we talked about that you're going to be fortunate enough to have an intern coming in from URI who is a survivor, correct?
Yes, we're very honored to have this URI student. Well, he's an intern in kinesiology with us at South County Hospital. He came to Leah, actually, and wanted to do his internship in cancer rehab. So we put our heads together and said, yes, we can do this. And he's doing a fabulous job, and he's going to be putting prehab together. And that's rehab before you have any treatments, whether it be radiation or chemotherapy or anything like that. It's the very beginning.
So is any part of that prehab, that's a great name, is that any part of that physical? In other words, is there physical things that are done in advance?
It could be. It just depends. Along with Leah's help and the navigators, they will decide what this patient's needs are at that point. Sometimes it's just some psychosocial support at that point.
Right.
It might be strength building before surgery. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different things that can happen. So the big thing is the patient will be evaluated at that time.
And questions answered, probably. That's probably one of the most important things.
Exactly.
Having the ability to say, what am I about to go through here?
And the unique thing is that this intern that is with us for 10 weeks is a cancer survivor himself. Mm-hmm. So being a survivor, he knows the needs, that some of the needs that the patient will need at that time.
Great. And the program itself is so involved, and I'm kind of a little bit, I don't want to get too specific, but you've mentioned a few times some terms that I'm not familiar with, and I'm sure a lot of people aren't when they get there and they hear these terms. Like you mentioned that your intern was going to be, his background was what?
Kinesiology.
That's what I thought. I was going to say bless you.
Basically an exercise program, exercise science.
Okay, so I wasn't far off when I said physical. All right. So is that something that, is there a, what am I looking for here? Is that something that people are often dealing with when they're going through this, or is that something that is a little new, a new thing? Because I don't remember hearing the term before.
Kinesiology?
Right.
We have a lot of kinesiology interns at the hospital from URI, but this is the first one who ever has come to us and said, I want to do it in cancer rehab, which is fine because we do some cancer rehab for patients. We have another exercise physiologist who is STAR certified. And a lot of times it's just strength building before surgery or treatment, or especially after treatment. Leah can speak more about that, but these patients are weak, need strength building.
Okay. Leah, what do you have to say?
Well, sometimes one of the first things that you notice is that they've lost a lot of weight. So
sure.
Nutrition is a huge issue to deal with from the very beginning. And this intern, he is especially sensitive to, you know, if we are weak before we even start treatment, should we just have a small physical therapy program developed, something that they can do at home so that we're building up their strength, we're addressing their nutritional needs, we're addressing their psychosocial needs early on, and that way, if we optimize their wellness, they're going to do better throughout the treatments.
So, getting them in shape, just like any other venture, you know, you if you're going to be an athlete and you get in shape to run your marathon, this is a medical marathon, I'm sure.
It sure is.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
All right. We talked about Survivor Day. We talked about the caregiver support group and the webpage and the video. And it's very interesting about this URI intern and his background. When I think of a URI intern, I think about somebody about 20 years old.
He's young. Yes, he is. He's in his 20s.
So that's a lot of experience to have for someone that young.
Yes.
So that should be very interesting, too. Age has very little to do with cancer, right?
That's right.
The little I know about it is that you can be involved at any age. It's not just for old people.
It doesn't discriminate.
Interesting, one of the statistics is right now that one out of every two males will develop cancer, and one out of every three females will develop cancer if we live long enough. So think about those statistics.
Hmm.
It's really important that we are investing in our cancer program because it likely could be one of us.
Wow. We need to be able to help those folks.
Right.
You know?
The odds are that it is going to be one of us, right?
Absolutely.
So it's one of those things where it's not something that is real pleasant to think about all the time, but the good news is that there is people like you out there that if it does happen, the support is there and the programs are there. And I guess
right.
That's what the STAR program is all about, to make sure that people are aware that this is out there and they can get help. And the South County Hospital is providing that through this STAR program. And let's just give the people the phone number if they want to ask about different questions they have. One more time, the number?
782-8000. Extension 3890.
Okay, and that's, of course, area code 401. And even if you live in Connecticut, we'll help you, right?
Yes, of course.
And so come on down and get help from the STAR program. And the STAR program, the acronym stands for?
Survivorship Training and Rehab.
All right. And all the questions that you have can be, I'm sure, not necessarily answered at once on that phone call, but certainly give you a direction to go to And if you want more information, you can go to schospital.com. Go to the website there, and there's lots of information and how to do things, even things like how to find a doctor, right, is on the website. So there's lots of things. And Leah, as a navigator, what last-minute things would you tell people if they find themselves involved?
Well, first of all, if you want to get a hold of me, I have my own number as well. If you want information from an oncology nurse navigator, my number is 401-430-0686. If you're just looking to find out information about our oncologists or what we have to provide here at South County, you can give me a call. If you are a community member and your family member is going through chemotherapy or radiation or cancer treatment and you have a question, I am hired by the hospital. I'm not hired by the oncologist, so I am available for the community. So I'm a resource.
Excellent. Now, some people are a little bit, don't necessarily want to talk about this, but they might email you. Can they do that through the website to the hospital?
They sure can. They can use my email. That would be L Arsenault. I'll spell it out. LARSENAULT.
That's correct.
Yes, at schospital.com.
All right. So L Arsenault at schospital.com.
Yes. Right.
That's very nice of you to give that information out and let people be able to contact you directly. And should they have any questions for you, Sherry, they can get in touch with you also, right?
Right. My phone number is 401-788-1695. And also you can email me as well. It's szinno, Z-I-N-N-O, at schospital.com.
Well, I want to thank you both for coming in today, and I know that you can both talk for hours and hours and hours, I'm sure, on this subject, and enlightening me, at least, and a lot of our listeners as to what the STAR program is. I just want to give you one more opportunity. Is there anything else that you want to give people, any information we forgot that we want to make sure we get out there? I think we've covered just about what we had planned to cover.
Thank you for having us.
It was great to meet both
thank
of you.
You.
And I wish you both a lot of luck in the future and all the best to the STAR program. And if you have the opportunity, everyone, you're out there listening, do what you can to support this program. Until next time, I'm Mike Maino, and we'll see you soon.
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start riding to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Just do your best and take a rest and sing yourself a song.